Praise you, Lord Jesus. It came into my heart earlier in the week that I would, on either Sunday or Monday, I would pray for our president and post it, upload it to my website so that others can pray along. I'd like to even eventually maybe try to do some kind of a conference prayer. So there's more voices going up into the heavens at one time to address these issues that we're now facing in our country that are so much in need of prayer. But as I've watched the events unfold over the past few days of the horrific attack against our president, and it is nothing less than that, I feel like I need to pray, not set any days, but just plan to upload to the, I'll do it right to the front page of my website so that you can listen and pray along, enter into the flow of the Spirit with me and pray along. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I don't know if I even said that. This is Chloe DiPilato coming to you from Windsor, Connecticut. It is Wednesday and I intend to upload a little message later on in the day. But for now, my heart is heavy and burdened for our president, and so I want to go to the Lord in prayer for him and beseeching you to be in the spirit of agreement with me in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we come to you on behalf of our president. God, you are the one who put him in power. You are the one who gave him that presidency. Lord, he's there, God, in astonishment to many, many, a sign and a wonder and an amazement to many, who thought it could never happen, who joked about it, who mocked even the very idea of it, Lord God. And yet he's there, and we know that it is nothing less than your hand and your response to the prayers of your people who cried out to you, Lord, and believed the words of your prophets, Lord, that he is a Cyrus for this time, and that you've raised him up, Lord God, and you have placed him in that position and in that office, Lord, to be even like Cyrus of Isaiah 45. And now, God, I pray, first of all, that you would cause your people to be stirred up in the Spirit, to realize, Lord, that God, even as we prayed him into office, Lord, and you heard and answered our prayers, that this is a presidency that needs to be prayed through, Lord. It needs to be prayed through, Lord. We just touched the surface of prayer time, Lord, where this man is concerned. And God, you see, Father, because our hands have been slack, Lord God, Father, that trouble has come to his house. Trouble has come, Father, to attack him, Lord God. Lord, floods of trouble, Lord God. And in Jesus' name, first of all, God, I ask you to stir your people once again to care and to pray, Lord God, and to carry their responsibility, Lord God. Father, in Jesus' name, carefully, Lord God, and with diligence and with vigilance, Lord God. Lord Jesus, Father, in Jesus' name, you see, God, what's been going on this week, Lord God, of in the middle of May, here we are in the year 2017, Lord God. Father, the leaks that have come, Lord, the accusations that have come, God, you only know a person's heart. Lord God, you see the things he's been accused of, Lord, and you see that he is a novice in this position. But God, I believe in my heart that this is a man, Lord, whose heart he has the best intentions, regardless of the appearance of things. And Father, in Jesus' name, I pray, first of all, for you to give this man wisdom in the midst of his enemies that are out to destroy him. Give him wisdom and let him be above only and not beneath, Lord God. Let him be the head and not the tail. In Jesus' name, Father, I pray, God, Lord, that you would look down in mercy. Lord, we all reap what we sow, Father God. Father, for everyone, there's a day of reckoning, Lord God. And Father, we don't know, God, the ins and outs of this man's life, Lord God, where, Lord, you may be bringing pressure to bear on him for your own reasons, God, and we don't touch those things. But, Lord God, we pray that you'll look, Lord God, as one who is called, Lord, to lead this country, Lord, and to accomplish things to get us back on track. Father, you see, God, the constant tearing and wearing day by day, Lord, the nastiness, Lord, the vilification, God. And I pray that you begin to shake this house up, Lord God. Hika Sunday of the media, Lord God. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray, Lord, that for everyone that's wishing evil and destruction, Lord, against this man, Lord, that God, you'll just give them a tiny taste, Lord, of what you're capable of, Lord, in avenging your servant. Lord, we thank you that you are a merciful God. Any one of us could be in the position of any of those news media people, Lord God. Any one of us could be calling for blood and calling for heads, Lord. And you see where your people have done it, Lord God, in times past. God, in Jesus' name, I'm praying, Lord God, that we would step cautiously to the throne to obtain mercy and grace in the time of need. Lord, that God, not only will we step cautiously, but Lord, your word doesn't say to step cautiously. It says to come boldly to the throne of grace. So I come boldly to the throne of grace on behalf of my president. And I ask you to pour it out upon him, Lord God. I pray you to confuse the mouth of the enemy. Confuse the words of the enemy. Lord, I don't ask you to twist the truth, God. But Father, I ask you that you'll defend it, Lord. Father, where your servants are incapable, Lord, and don't know what to say and have lost their voice, that you once again give them a voice. Jesus, please help this man this day. God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that, Father, for those who have his ear, Lord, his friends, Lord, in high places that know you and know him, that you put a word in their mouth, Lord God, Father, that would slay this dragon coming against him, Lord God. He kashundai, this fire-breathing dragon, out to smoke him out and to destroy him, Lord, and to set him ablaze, Lord. And God, in Jesus' name, and then to glory in the fire that they've set. God, I pray in Jesus' name that, Lord, you would send water to his thirsty soul, God. I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that he would learn what it means to have Holy Ghost people praying with him and standing in his corner, Lord, and covering him, Lord God. Father, you see those, Lord, who he trusts, Lord God. Father, I'm just a voice out in the wilderness of many who do want to see this man do good, but we have no access, Lord God. And I'm not even asking for access, but Lord, I'm asking that for those who do have it, Lord Jesus, that you would give them a clear word of the Lord, God, that you would send a confirming rain, Lord, to confirm the inheritance that's weary, Lord God. I pray that God, when he leaves for his trip to the Mideast, Lord God, to the three sites, Lord, of religion, Lord God, that, Father, you would go before him, Lord, and he would walk with a conquering tread and in victory, and not in defeat, not in embarrassment, not in humiliation, Lord God, not with his tail between his legs, Lord God, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, you see that vision, that dream that I had the other morning, Lord, upon waking, Lord, where I saw a former FBI Director Comey in a rowboat, Lord God, with all sorts of little circular holes in it, Lord, and the water spurting out on him, Lord God. And Father, in Jesus' name, and Father, he laughed and he looked startled, Lord, as the water sprayed in the face, and I don't know what it all means, Lord God. But Father, I pray, God, that the leaks, God, that are in the White House right now, that you would uncover the source, Lord God, that you would cause someone, Lord God, to know and to see, Lord, that they go right to the source of it, and this would be dealt with, and that, God, nobody would walk in fear and intimidation, but the source of the leaks would become apparent, Lord, and would become obvious, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord God, just like that king, Lord God. Father, there was that story, Lord, and I think it's in Isaiah, Lord God, or in one of the historical books, where there was a king, Lord, who everything that was said in the bedchamber was known by the prophet Elijah, Lord. And I pray that everything that's known in the secret places in that White House, Lord God, where secrets are being spilled out, Lord, and things that can even harm our country, Lord God, are being leaked to the press, Lord God. I pray in Jesus' name that you would expose, Lord, if anybody's even wearing a wire, Lord, that it would come to light, Lord God. I pray, Lord, that you would cause that White House to be equipped, Lord, with the very best state-of-the-art equipment to detect anything, Lord God, that would bring harm to our country in the way of bugs, Lord, or surveillance equipment, Lord God, or any such thing, Lord God. And I pray, Father God, that for whoever, whatever person, Lord, Father, from the president right on down, Lord God, that might be leaking things to the press, Lord God, that, Father, you would begin to make them nervous and agitated, and even their very demeanor would betray them, Lord God, so they cannot continue to get away from with this, Lord Jesus. In your name, Jesus, amen and amen, Lord. Amen and amen, amen and amen. And, Lord, in Jesus' name, I pray, God, where there are stories being written, Lord, and filling the press, Lord God, with one vitriolic hatred, Lord, spewing story after another with all sorts of adjectives to put him in the worst light possible, I pray that whoever these anonymous sources are, that, Lord, they would be uncovered, or, Lord, that the people of this country would begin to see and dismiss these things as fabricated lies. Lord, if they cannot bring their sources to light, that, God, they will be dismissed as nothing but made-up stories and lies, Lord, and that they would see clearly the agenda. And, God, I pray the more, God, that the media screams and the Democrats scream for his impeachment, Lord, and scream to have indicted for any reason, Lord God, that the more they will pitifully make their case for their own demise, Lord, in Jesus' name, that they would do this, Lord, that they would seek to obstruct the clear agenda for good for this country, Lord God, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Lord, restore conscience to this country. Lord, restore conscience, restore conviction to this country. You see these people that are beyond being convicted, Lord. God, they're of reprobate mind, and they're beyond being convicted, and it's destroying our country, Lord. And I pray, God, for conviction and conscience to be restored. Lord, the very reason, one of the very reasons, Lord, that you sent the Holy Ghost into this earth is to reprove man and convict man of their sins, Lord, in Jesus' name, and to show us a righteous way, Lord God, that we would be on a righteous path. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, I pray that you would send revival upon the youth of this country, Lord God. Father, who are prey, Lord. Father, to every doctrine of the devil that's going forth through the media, Lord. Father, through the leftist media, Lord God, through the Democratic Party, which has made its platform and based its platform on godless things, Lord God. They don't care about you, Lord Jesus. They don't want you mentioned, Lord God. They don't care about what your word says, God. But I pray this day they begin to care, that you would cause something that would shake them up, Lord, that they would get back on board, Lord God, in Jesus' name, to want what is right, Lord, and what is good, Lord Jesus, in your name. In your name, in your name, Lord, I pray, God, and I rebuke and I bind the spirit of fear, Lord, that comes over people, that is giving them a voice into hearts, Lord. The fear of lack, the fear of not being able to pay bills, the fear of not having adequate resources if there's a sickness or a disease, Lord, or a calamity. Lord, in Jesus' name, all these things, Lord, that drive their agenda, the fears, Lord, I pray you would rebuke fear out of the hearts of people, and that people would begin to see you as a loving God and trust in you and not in any political party. In Jesus' name. Now, Lord, once again, I call my president's name before you, our president, Lord, of the United States of America, Lord Donald J. Trump, President Donald J. Trump. President Trump, I speak peace into your being. I speak clarity of mind and clearness of vision. I speak answers into your soul. I speak strength in Jesus' name. I speak that you will walk uprightly and you will walk boldly and you will be the strong lion on the behalf of the people that you promised to be. I pray in Jesus' name that truly by the leading of the Spirit and by conference with godly men and women that you would truly be in the position and you would have the agenda that will make America great again, which means that God will not be ignored and he will not be trifled with, and he will be understood to be the one who rules in the heavens above and in the affairs of men below. And we cannot mess with God as we are doing and see good. In Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I speak the fear of the Lord against everyone who is coming against this servant that you have put in that White House. I speak the fear of the Lord. I speak a shakeup in Jesus' name, that things will be uncovered, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you said judgment begins at the house of God, and it always does, Lord. It begins at the highest place. It begins to the hearts of those who are closest to you. It begins with those who have an ears to hear what you have to say, who are willing to come under the voice of the Spirit of the Lord and are willing to pay attention to conviction. But Lord, it begins to filter down. It begins to flow down, even to the lowest, Lord, and to the lowest of the low, God, in Jesus' name. And you see that in this situation, we are actually dealing with some of the lowest of the low. And I pray, God, that, Lord, with a loud voice, you will speak, because they don't have an ear to hear the still small voice, because they've closed up their ears to hear the still small voice. Lord, I pray that you would speak to them through the thunders and the lightning, Lord God, in Jesus' name, that, God, you will cause fear to come in Jesus' name, that they will realize that they are naked and they are seen for what they are. The American people see them, Lord. You see them, God. And you know what they are. You know what spirit they're of. And Lord, if it's time, Lord, even to separate the wheat from the chaff in the Democratic Party, I pray you begin to do it. Lord, if there are any righteous there, I pray you would call them out, Lord, of that mess, Lord God, that they're in. Lord God, out of those conspiracies and the plots and the determination to destroy our country by destroying our president. In Jesus' name, you said, smite the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. And they're smiting the shepherd, Lord, and they don't even begin to realize what they're doing to the sheep. If we're to compare this, Lord Jesus, if we're to compare our country even to a shepherd and his flock, Lord God, in Jesus' name, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. But in that mercy, Lord, I pray you would not allow ignorance or wicked devices to prevail, but that you would deal in Jesus' name. Again, Lord, bless our president, bless his family, strengthen them, Lord. Let this onslaught not penetrate below the surface into their hearts, Lord. Let it not penetrate, Lord, and let them find their refuge in you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.